Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
September 23rd, and she leaves, but she keeps coming back,
you know,
thankfully.
I can't get enough of this place.
Rose Gray, how are you?
I am so happy to be back. I cannot tell you what an amazing trip it was. First and foremost, thank you to Colleen Allsburg for filling in for me for 2 weeks, because I can't do that traveling thing if I don't have people to fill in for me.
Yeah,
so,
and she always does a great job.
And I listen to the podcast, or I actually listen if I have the wherewithal, and she is very much appreciated. And so thank you. She told you a little bit about her trip?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, didn't start out too great, but in true Team Fox fashion, we got it done. We got it fixed. So our good friends at Air France... I guess I shouldn't say our good friends at Air France. I should say the French decided to have a work stoppage. And so our flight was canceled. And,
crazy.
This is when I say to myself, how do people who haven't booked with a travel professional handle stuff like this? How do they do it?
They're stranded. That's how
they do. So we were not stranded. We had a team that was working thanks to the behind the scenes people who found hotel rooms for us in Chicago, who rebooked us all. And rebooking was an impossibility for most people, because with the work stoppage, everybody was having to scramble to get other flights. We got everybody into Rome, and then we continued on our merry way. And quite honestly, as we were saying arrivederci to one another this past Monday, as we were getting to the airport in Chicago and going our separate ways, some on a motor coach and some other ways, we were all said, it seems like that was a month ago. You know,
yeah.
as horrible.
Well, you guys did a lot.
We really did. And I do want to let the listeners know to tune into Scafidi tomorrow at 11:38. Well, tune in to Scafidi all the time, but I'll be joining Scafidi at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and we're going to do a half an hour recap of the trip. And Steve was an outstanding host. I cannot thank him and his lovely wife Kathy enough for all they did, because they had to take on some duties of a tour director as our group got split, and he had to move on with a half the group, and I took the other half, and away we went. So anybody that feels the desire to call in who was on the trip and give us more inside information that you want to share with the listeners, I would most appreciate that. That number is
855-616-1620.
And or text, but we love calls. And I'm just telling you that if you find out after listening to us at 11:30 on Monday how much fun you will have with Steve Scafidi, he does have a group that does have space available this upcoming, this next year, 2024. It's going to be a river cruise. It's called German Grandeur. And I can't wait to do this trip with him. I am just so pumped up about it. It's a river cruise, and then it's two nights in Munich with the one and only Steve Scafidi.
Yeah, sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, July
beer
of next
involved,
year,
I'm sure.
Yeah, beer involved. There was much wine involved on this one. I think there will be some beer involved. July 16th to the 27th, we are more than half full with regard to the cabins we're holding. But again, we decided to do a river cruise with Steve because we know we're not, we don't have the constraints of a motor coach size. We know that we can get more cabins and things like that. So
sure,
that's what we're doing with Steve. So check it out on our website, foxworldtravel.com. It's under the vacation tab under Fox Group Vacations, and it would be under Europe River Cruises.
All right. Perfect. Glad to have you back this week. We would love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank and talk and text line. So get in for Rose. Get your questions in. Let's talk travel this morning. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome to the show. 915-74 for a high near the lake, 78 inland today on Dayton Kane. And the sun is going to shine today. We can soak up the sun because all that rain is going up to the north, it looks like.
So exactly.
So you're back from Tuscany, right?
I am.
And this was a hub and spoke thing, right? Where you kind of had a base and you went out.
It was. And actually, we are talking about trying to maybe offer that again in if not 24, 25, because it was so incredibly well received. People love that whole concept. It's what makes river cruising so popular.
Right.
You're on a floating hotel. So if you're going to do touring in Europe, you're by definition, you're going to be moving, touring around. And people love this whole concept of headquartering ourselves in a particular region. We were in Tuscany. We selected a small village, but there are several you could choose from, and then went out every day to Lucca, Pisa, Bulgari, all of the places that you saw Parma ham and saw Parmigiano Reggiano. And we went to, what I find interesting is the new beer dispensary we have here at the Third Street Market Hall, where you put a card in and you get a sample of beer. They do that. That was our first wine tasting in Italy. We went to a winery where they give you a card. They started out with €5 and then you could add to the card, of course, €5. Each sample that you purchased was determined by how much it cost. So for €4, you got a pretty big shot of some pretty decent wine. For €1, you got a little shot of not such great wine, or a little less quality wine, or however
maybe
you wanted
to
aged
do it. Maybe not aged as long.
Right, exactly. And it was the first time I'd ever experienced that, only to find out we now have one of those with as a beer dispensary here at Third Street Market
Hall. I have not seen it. I must walk a different path. Now you got to show me after
the
show.
Well, we're going to check it out. So, yeah.
All right. We do have a text here at 855-616-1620 about Tuscany, because you're going back with, and she says she's going with you. She's asking about three different bags, and can she carry these all in and put things in the carry-on and under the seat, and what are some of the rules to follow?
So when you're traveling with a tour company, not only are you having to keep in mind the bag rules for the airline, but also for your tour company. So the rules of the airline are typically one big bag, not to exceed 50 pounds, and then one carry-on, and that can be a roller bag as well. Those are usually those little 20-inchers, and then you can have one personal item, which is a crossbody bag or a computer/laptop bag or something of that nature. Now, you're supposed to be able to put what you're going to bring on the aircraft in the overhead bin, which we know is at premium spot that everybody wants. And that's why they're always worried about how early am I getting on this plane? Because if I'm in zone 5, am I really going to have some overhead space? And then they want your personal item underneath the seat in front of you.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of how that works. Well, on the motor coach trip, you cannot take that roller bag onto the coach. So they typically on a tour will handle your big bag and you are responsible for handling your smaller bag.
So the big bag goes underneath the coach.
The big bag goes underneath the coach, but you cannot bring a roller bag onto the coach like you can an airplane. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that also has to go under.
Gotcha.
So typically they're trying to discourage you having two roller bags. Now, many people on the tour did, and they will continue to do that. But those will get loaded last because if the coach is full, there really is no place. The space above your head on a motor coach is very small. It's not nearly as big as an airline storage bin kind of a thing. So they will handle one bag for you is the way this works. So for those of you who have toured before, you know that you basically put your bags out and they bring them down early in the morning and then they put them on the coach for you, but you have to handle your carry-on bags.
Okay.
All right. So I try very hard not to have two roller bags, especially because I'm traveling alone and I would be having a backpack and I would be having a roller bag and a big bag. And that's just too much for one person to handle because there are some times where you are, you know, you've got to move it through the airport. You've got to handle your bag as you're checking in, those kinds of things. So it's a size thing. It's a weight thing for the airlines. It's a baggage handling thing for the tour companies. Make sense?
That was a great explanation.
Good.
The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. I think you might know Jackie from Grafton. She was on your trip. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi there. How are you, Rose?
I'm good. Buongiorno, Jackie. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, exactly. I just want to give a big shout out to you for being so wonderful and talking me off the cliff. I tell you, at the Sheraton, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh my gosh, more interruptions. Because truly, I think we all got the message at the same time about the cancellation. We were getting ready to go to Kevin and Lori's, and like, what do we do? What's going on? I know Jen and Rod were en route. Tom's sister and husband were en route already, and it was like, what are we doing and where are they going to take us? But the fact that your company handled this so almost seamlessly, I mean, and you had a meeting, you had everybody already lined up on new flights that a hotel could take all of us right away. I mean, everything just was amazing.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. I can't tell you how what a pleasure it was to have you and Tom on the trip, and you guys were great sports. As you said, it wasn't ideal, but by the time everybody had a cocktail courtesy of Steve Scafidi and a little dinner and a good night's sleep, it didn't seem so terrible the next day.
Yeah.
And we really made almost everything up. We really did. We missed a trip to Luca and we figured out a way to get that handled. We missed a welcome dinner and we figured out a way to get that handled. So in the end, it was great. And we all kind of said to each other as we were leaving each other on Monday at the airport or at the bus stops, it seemed like that was a month ago. It didn't even seem like it was a big deal. But when it was happening, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful trip. And we thank you again. And Fox World Travel, I mean, I can't imagine having to do this on our own. We would probably be still at the airport.
Yeah, right. That's why you have a travel advisor, and Fox World Travel is the best.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. Hey, Jackie, I do have a question for you. Was Steve Scafidi as good as Rose said?
Oh, my gosh. He was hysterical. I thought he was driving the bus, honestly. When we first got to the coach, he's loading the bus.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's a great guy.
It was a lot of fun. Very personable. He and his wife, it was a lot of fun.
All right. So. Well, thanks for calling in, Jackie. We appreciate it.
You bet.
855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. I think we have Stacy from Mequon on to talk about the trip as well. We'll get to her next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. It is the 13th annual Open Doors Milwaukee this weekend. 130 locations open to go visit today. It's such a great thing. Go see all the buildings you normally can't get into and enjoy that. It's supposed to be perfect weather for walking around and checking all that out. So Rose is back from a big trip. And, we lost Stacy. She was on the line. She couldn't hold on, I guess. So,
oh, boy.
Stacy was with you. You had how many people on this
trip? Yeah, so it was 41 total.
Okay.
We had a cancellation, which, by the way, a shout out for Travel Guard Travel Insurance, because those two people that had to cancel did have the travel insurance. It was a medical covered reason, so sad to lose them, but 41. So, and it was, I couldn't have handpicked a better group of people. Everybody got along. Everybody was adventuresome. Those people who had to take it a little slower did so, and it was an amazing trip.
All right, we got Stacy back on the line. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Rose.
Buongiorno. How are you?
Buongiorno. We're great. Sorry about the dropped call, but I just wanted to say how great this trip was. I loved the spoke and hub concept. We've traveled all over the world. We've traveled with Fox many times, and this was just a great concept. I mean, it was just the right balance of things to do and free time. And everybody got along. It was a big group, but it was, no casualties. I know you guys experienced the flight delay, but, nobody got lost. Everybody got along, helped each other. It was just in the wine and the food, and Steve Scafidi is great, and just everything about it was fantastic. Probably one of our best trips ever.
I love it.
Wow.
And as you're such a world traveler, that is a high compliment indeed.
Yes. And I just said to Dennis, my husband, this morning, I said, I would go back just for some of the restaurants we went to. It was just the wineries and the food was just phenomenal. And, if we weren't already traveling next summer, we would definitely go on the river cruise with Steve. But unfortunately, we can't. But anybody that's thinking about it, you're a blast. He's a blast. I would definitely recommend it.
You're too kind. Thank you. And I look forward to our next adventure.
Yes. Sounds great.
Thanks,
Stacy. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank Talk and Text Line. There's a love fest going on this
morning. I know. Maybe, Mutual Admiration Society, all things aside here, it was an outstanding trip. And listen, as soon as we're done with the news, we'll move on to something else. How about that?
Actually, let's do a text right now because we got a minute
perfect.
Traveling to Paris in 2 weeks, first time there. Could Rose please mention three sites or activities not to miss? Thank you, Kim in West Bend.
Yep. So what I would have her do is take a look at our page, foxworldtravel.com. Go to Vacation Travel, and there you will find the group travel page. Now, you're saying she's going on her own, Rose. Why would you point her in that direction? Because it gives me a perfect opportunity to let the listeners know that we have got a fabulous trip called Springtime in Paris, and it's happening May 5th of next year. If this texter would go to that website, you would see what we're doing on this exclusive Paris trip. That's what we're doing. So it tells you where we're going, what perfumery we're going on, how to take a Seine River cruise, how to get to the Eiffel Tower. Is Versailles worth it? Yes, that's outside the city. How do I get there? Shall I see the Louvre? Shall I see d'Orsay instead? Which museum should I go to? All of that is on that page. And so you can definitely take a look at that. I would not miss d'Orsay, but that's my favorite museum. I love the Louvre, but if I have to pick one or the other, that's that. I would always do a Seine River cruise because I love it. If you can do a dinner one, that's great. But if you can't, do one in the middle of the day. And then there's a couple other suggestions on there as well.
Yeah, perfect. Foxworldtravel.com has a lot of information on a lot of different things. So if you haven't been there, you need to check it out and just click through. You'll find lots of great photos, too. I harp on it, but your team just makes everything come alive with the photos they put up there.
Our marketing team is second to none. Yeah. Kudos to our marketing team. What a great job they do.
All right. We would love to hear from you this hour. The Old National Bank Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Now we take a break over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Thanks for throwing it over to the news.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We keep playing all these sun-themed songs. What is that telling me, Rose Gray?
It's telling you that if you missed out on the July sale, and remember, that seems like so long doesn't it? But it really
wasn't forever ago.
It wasn't, actually. We've got another deal for you. If you haven't got that warm weather trip booked yet, and it's hard to do that when it's 90 degrees in Wisconsin, but it cooled off a little bit while I was away, and it wasn't exactly stiflingly hot yesterday. Right. So, and the trees are changing.
They are, and they're like bright this year. I've seen some really bright colors, so I'm looking forward to them all changing over.
So to all of us who hate winter so much, we know that means that winter's coming.
Yes.
And so if you have yet to make your plans, here is something you might want to know. If you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the travel tab and then vacation travel, you will find hottest vacation deals. Now, there's other ways to get to this, but I found this to be the easiest. What it will tell you is this. We are featuring sun-kissed getaways. Sun-kissed getaways with savings up to $150 off of your vacation package. And then for the month of September, we are featuring Riu hotels. R-I-U. Oh. You've stayed in a Riu.
I've stayed in a lot of Riu's.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've got a liquor dispenser on the wall. That's how we remember them. But they've got other wonderful features as well. And so if you were thinking about Mexico or the Caribbean or Central America, Riu is our preferred partner of the month. And for the next month plus October, we're going to be doing savings of up to $150 off of vacation packages. So the best thing I can tell you is this. On the banner of that page, you will find the Contact Us button. Hit that button and fill out that form. Let us know what it is you're looking for. You know, my bad, missed the July sale. I promised my grandkids we were going someplace for spring break. Help. What can we do? Or we're very, very flexible. We can go all of January. We can go all of February. Tell me about the deals. We've only ever been to Mexico looking to do something else. What about Jamaica? What about the Dominican Republic? We want to go nonstop out of Milwaukee. We will be willing to go anywhere out of Chicago or Milwaukee. All of that information that you provide to us that then gets distributed to our travel advisors helps them to make the best suggestions for you without having to go back and forth. How many are in your party? That's another email. Oh, you've already been to Puerto Vallarta. Let's scratch that off the list. Okay, let's get as specific as we can on those contact us forms, and we can get the ball rolling and get you somewhere warm this winter.
The more specific you're on that form, even gets you to the right person to begin with.
That's exactly right, because
you have specialists.
We do. So you'd like to think that we're all of us know everything there is to know,
but not everybody's Rose or Colleen. Well, so.
And not only that, some people really, really love to focus in on a particular niche market, like they're very into Mexico,
right?
Or they have a family has been going to the same condo in Puerto Vallarta since they were little, and they know everything there is to know about that particular destination. Why not let one of those people help you out? And this is the way we look at it. It's not a commission-based situation at Fox World Travel. It's not a this is my customer, this is your customer. You are all Fox customers, and we want you to have the best possible experience.
Exactly. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Text here says, passport update. After returning from our August vacation to Greenland, we had to mail in our passports for renewal before our Christmas vacation to Antarctica.
Yay!
Who goes to Antarctica on Christmas? If you want snow on Christmas, I guess that's where
that's
you go, right? We chose expedited service to ensure that we had them in sufficient time. We received our new passports last week, Saturday. 5 week turnaround. So
five.
That's one thing we haven't talked about a lot lately, thankfully, is, oh my gosh, it's taken me 10 years to get my passport renewed.
It's things are improving. They're not great. For in my opinion, if you just paid an additional fee for an expedited passport, 5 weeks is still not acceptable in my opinion.
Time.
But it's certainly better than 12, which is what they're telling us for non-expedited, 10 to 12. So you got to get the passport renewed anyway. Why not just take care of it? It's a tricky situation. I don't like being without my passport. I don't like the whole concept of while it's in processing, I don't have it.
Right.
And that's never a good feeling for anybody, but it has to be done. And why not just get it taken care of? So thank you.
Before you send that in, would you take a picture of it?
I would do.
Just so you have all the numbers, you have proof you had it.
Yep.
Like, hey.
You not only do that, but then you also send it in the most traceable format you can possibly send it in. So you're going to go to the post office and you're going to say, I want to send this registered mail. I want it signed on delivery or whatever it takes. But just so that you feel very, very comfortable with the whole fact that your most valuable document is now out of your possession.
Right. Jill texts in, where are the pictures from the Scafidi trip posted?
Well, on Fox World Travel's website, on Fox World Travel's Facebook and Instagram pages for sure.
Right.
And what I can do is I can try to get somebody to do a little bit more, let's say, collaboration and get a few of these, you know, put together. And maybe we can come up with one big post on our website. That would probably happen too. But everything is on Facebook. So we're very, very, very active on social media. So Facebook and Instagram for sure.
I know. I live vicariously through your Facebook page. That's
all
I do.
Well, that's really nice.
The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Jeff, my Uncle Jeff listening in Florida, asks about seeing his pre-check on his paperwork.
Right.
So what do you think he means by that?
So I was just texting him an answer, and I'll finish that answer, but we can also talk about it. I think he's wondering, how would I see, if I have TSA PreCheck, how would I know, how would I be certain that I'm going to get to use that perk once I get to the airport? So your PreCheck is on your boarding pass. So if you have PreCheck, it will be on your boarding pass. Now, if it's a scheduled carrier, now that means American Airlines, Delta, Frontier, Spirit, a scheduled carrier,
right.
You can also go onto their website and you can look to see if it's in your reservation. There's a way that you can see that. And if it's not, you can add it. If you're on a charter flight, it gets a little more tricky because there isn't an easy way to see that sometimes on a particular charter flight. Many of you may know that Apple Leisure Group, the parent company of Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations and Travel Impressions, have now gone to a new charter company called Global X or Global Crossing. and they had Swift Air for the previous 2 years. Dayton, you probably have a lovely story you'd like to share about Swift Air, but it's for a good reason that they've now moved past Swift Air and gone on to another carrier. That makes perfect sense. They're trying to achieve high marks in customer right. service, as are we. And so it's hard to see it in that booking. It's easier to see it on a scheduled flight. So that's how you know if you have the pre-check.
Right. Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. More of your calls and texts coming up. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Jimmy Buffett.
You know what? And I am one of those people that did not make my winter travel plans yet.
You haven't?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a little busy.
You've been really busy.
I'm going to have to talk to somebody right soon because my grandson said to me, so what are we doing for spring break? I said, how about Ohio?
Yeah, right.
And then he laughed. But I said, I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Never been to Canton for the Football Hall of Fame. So I think I could make Ohio work.
Yeah. That would be a fun trip.
Think I could talk him into
it? In winter, take everybody to Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice warm weather destination. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course at foxworldtravel.com. We mentioned it earlier. There's tons of stuff on that website, so go check it out. Let's get to some more text. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Rose, Globus Info says 12 by 11 by 6 is a maximum size for bus carry-on, and that's not even a regular size backpack. Is that true?
Yeah, there's just no room on the coach. That's as simple as that. That's a little conservative, I mean, for sure. But there's storage space underneath the coach. So if you need something, if you need medicine, if you need food, if you need something, you can certainly bring that along
on a smaller bag.
Exactly. They don't really encourage or allow eating of food. On, like, you can't go into this. In Europe, for those of you who have traveled throughout on motor coach trips, you know that you stop at these very, very nice convenience stores. They're petrol centers, but they're also, they've got...
It's like a quick trip.
It's like a quick trip, except even better, because they've got a cafeteria with really good food. And you really can't bring that on the coach. They really don't want that. They also don't... Coffee's okay if it has a lid, but they just don't want...
Buses get messed up when people are eating and drinking on them.
Exactly.
All right. We just returned from North Ireland and Scotland with Charity. Amazing. No casualties either. Bravo, Fox.
Hey, so that was an exciting trip. So we do a lot of Ireland. And for those of you who are looking to do a traditional Ireland, foxworldtravel.com, under the vacation tab, you can find Fox Group Vacations. And there you will find two, as a matter of fact, Ireland Adventure in May. And then don't forget our good friend Gene Miller is doing Spectacular Ireland in August. They're different. They're doing some of the same things, but they're different. But the trip that this texter is referring to was very unique in that we had a lot of people asking, why don't you ever do Northern Ireland? And so we did. Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Different perspective.
Very much so. Very well received. And thank you, Charity, another one of our fantastic tour managers who took that group out.
Rose, can I get travel insurance that just covers medical?
Yes. So we used to call it zero band. I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to call it that anymore. But what the texter is asking is, I don't want protection for cancellation. I don't need that. Maybe they bought it through the tour company or the cruise line, but they're looking to get some kind of coverage for medical. And usually that means somebody's traveling internationally and their policy is not going to cover them, or they're on Medicare and they need additional. But yes, we do have Travel Guard is our preferred insurance company that we sell exclusively at Fox. And that is something we can absolutely help you with.
All right. Richard from Oak Creek is on the line. We're going to get to him when we come back. We need to take our final break. This hour is flying by. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. It is 9:53, 74 near the lake today, 78 inland. Going to be a gorgeous day in the Milwaukee area. Rose Gray here this week, and we do have a couple calls and texts to get to, so let's get at them. Richard from Oak Creek, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Hi, Rose. I listen to your program every week with a lot of interest. You had mentioned about a month back a program called Mobile Passport Control.
Yep.
I don't know how familiar you've gotten with it, but any experience you have with it. But one of the questions I have, do you take a picture of yourself and post it on that site before you travel or just before you clear the airport?
Just before you clear the airport would work. If you happen to have one that would be in compliance with the size that they're looking for and you wanted to actually save that on your phone, that would work as well.
Does that have to be a black and white picture?
No.
Do you know? Okay. Great. Did you have anybody on your last tour group come through? Did they utilize that mobile passport control? Just was wondering how good it is.
Well, it's good if it's open. When we came in on Monday, they were not offering it.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be, they either have to have enough people or they have to have the wherewithal to offer that on the line, or I'm not exactly sure, but I specifically looked for it when I flew in on Monday and they were not offering it on this particular trip. Now, I do know at that time of the day when we were getting in, there were four international flights coming in within minutes of each other. So the customs area was absolutely bonkers busy. So my experience when it has been available has been oftentimes when there's just one flight coming in internationally and they can handle it.
Well, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
And always look forward to your program.
Thanks,
Richard. Have a good weekend. Dan from New Berlin texted in. We just got back from Ireland and Scotland with charity. A good time. Anything coming up for Iceland and Greenland? Insight was a great tour company.
So Greenland, no, but that's on my list. So stay tuned because my list is pretty short these days. The other thing is we definitely do have an Iceland trip available July 9th to the 18th of 2024. I tell people this all the time. They ask, what are the top selling destinations at Fox World Travel? In the Caribbean, or the number of passengers is always going to be or has been historically Cancun, Riviera Maya, just because we have a charter every day in the wintertime.
Sure.
So we're helping those numbers increase. But our three big ones start with an I: Iceland, Ireland, Italy. Those are our three big ones. So we're always check our website. Always look under the group travel because at least you'll get an idea of what it is we're going to do. If the dates don't work, you can find out which tour operator we're using, and probably we can almost duplicate that for you on an individual basis.
I mean, look at those trips that you're planning as almost like your recommendation, because that's, you go out and make these trips the way you think they should be because that's the best route. That's
exactly. Yeah. And what's interesting is we're preparing for 2025 right now, and I took a lot of feedback from our guests on this particular trip that I was just on, one of which was Turkey. Mm. We have people who are very, very interested. Lots of times you go on a cruise and you stop in Turkey as one of your ports of call, and now you're intrigued by it and you want to get more in depth and you want to learn more about it. And when I mentioned it, they said, hey, it's already on our list. So we take that into consideration. If you've got something that you just really, really are passionate about and hope that you'll see that in our portfolio of group travel for 25 or 24. 24, we're pretty solid on right now, I would say.
We got a lot of trips out there.
We do. But give us ideas and feedback. We love it.
Hi, Rose. Wife and I are looking for a November trip, probably Europe, 7 nights. Any great deals still left out there?
Well, when he says great deals, I'm going to assume that we're looking for good airfare. And honestly, the airfares to Europe have steadily declined and are continuing to do so.
Nice.
So we were seeing very, very high airfares for the summer because of the pent-up demand, because of people wanting to go. But we're seeing those drop nicely. So you pick a European destination, you fill out the contact us information, will help you get to Europe.
Contact us is at foxworldtravel.com. How else do people get in touch with you
guys? So 866-GO-FOX-GO is a great way to do that, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our offices are open at the locations. You can find all of our locations. But again, I love the concept of getting people to start out virtually. If you feel you need to have a face-to-face at one of our offices, we can facilitate that. But oftentimes we have people who are a little disappointed because maybe we have so many people or something of that nature. And so waiting in a lobby at our Brookfield office, sometimes I walk in there and I feel badly because I see people are waiting. And certainly an appointment would be a good way to do that as well. But start the ball rolling virtually. That's the way I like to look at it.
Have a great week. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.